providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to KER, Paul. We've got an interesting second half for you. I've got both Jim McKinney and Dr. Frieda on the line with me right now. We're going to talk about the personality of Joe Biden. Frieda did a fair amount of research on this. This is going to be kind of a free-for-all between myself, Frieda, and Jim. Frieda, when you started out, you did some research on Joe Biden. Exactly what did that come up with so people will know where we're coming from?
Well, Joe Biden is 79 years old. He takes days or weeks to make up his mind as he examines and second-guesses himself. It takes a lot of behind-the-scene work to project an assured demeanor. He has claimed that his first wife and daughter were hit by a drunken driver. That's not true. It was Mrs. Biden's fault. Today, we interpret his misstatements as delusionary thinking. He fell walking up the stairs to board Air Force One. He referred to Kamala Harris as President Harris. He forgot the name of the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, and said the guy who runs the outfit over there. He moved slowly and deliberately, while headlines were made of Trump walking slowly down an outdoor backstage. Yet, they said Biden was 100% fine, stumbling up the stairs to board Air Force One. His role with his son Hunter in Ukraine and China is being questioned. And Biden invents things in order to make a personal connection with his audience. He said he visited Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018 after the massacre. He was never there. He says his late son, Bu, died in action. He died of brain cancer. His past is catching up with him. His personal tall tales are extending to national policy. He insists all the economics back his plans, writes of inflation as a temporary spike, and insists the border surge is just as seasonal and will say that Afghan, the disaster, is a success. So his lies are being checked now as he is president, and his pre-taped interviews will no longer be enough. So 40% of the voters agree the statement that he's in good health. The other voters don't think so. So the stories he used to tell, most of which were not true, are no longer sharp in his mind. So we're talking about the onset of dementia. And that could be memory loss, difficulty communicating or finding words, difficulty with visual and spatial abilities, difficulty reasoning or problem solving, confusion and disorientation. And that could be age related as well. So we hope Biden is not too slow as the invasion of Ukraine escalates.
Jimmy, I don't think anybody could have put it in any better than that. I know that Frieda and you and I are not fans of President Biden's, but the fact of the matter is, Frieda did put on her PhD psychologist hat and do the best that she could in terms of getting information on Joe Biden to provide insights into his personality. Do you have any thoughts, Jimmy, you can bring in on this?
Yeah, you know, I think Frieda, all the points she brings up are so, you know, what you're bringing up, Frieda, is so becoming so apparent. The unfortunate part is many of the mainstream corporate media kind of either gloss over or actually don't even report on those issues. But you go back to even in his 1988 presidential campaign where he publicly stated that he graduated at the top of his class in law school. And then it was proven that he was actually almost at the bottom, if not the bottom. There's numerous occasions throughout his career where he's made these exaggerations or flat out, you know, lies. And of course, plagiarism pushed him out of that race. And he's never been able to get it beyond that. So from a professional standpoint, Frieda, you know, what is going on from the psychology of the people that are supporting these things that are actually very apparent and have been throughout his entire career, when the press at one time called him out on it. And now we're seeing some kind of a, in my view, some kind of a weird psychosis that protects him. Can you explain that?
Yes, you know, it's very scary. But you know, research has shown that the inventory of diagnostic criteria has found Biden to be a gregarious and accommodating personality style, which may make Biden vulnerable to manipulation by pressure groups and may make negotiations with world leaders difficult. How scary is that? We were looking here at this diagnostic criteria as something that's very dangerous today as we sit here with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He is one of our weakest presidents, and we need to set a precedent right now of our strength. Isn't America supposed to be the leader of the world? We are not seen as strong, excuse me, by Putin is being seen as strong. Biden is being seen as weak.
You know, I think the main concern that we have right now is a combination of the strength of Putin and the weakness of Biden. Jimmy and I have been talking about this day after day after day on our daily editorials. The man is simply not portraying America the way America used to be. Comments, Jimmy?
Well, I think, you know, he promised to put stability back into the White House. And it looks very clear, I think, to most people that we are definitely not in this stable situation and have not been. And when you go back, you know, I thought it interesting, Frieda, when you talked about the decision-making process and influences, you know, when the Afghanistan situation was collapsing very rapidly, and he would stand up and tell people, hey, it's not going to fall like Saigon. And 3 days later, we're evacuating people from with helicopter from the embassy like Saigon. You know, these things were not all of a sudden new. So it does make me wonder about the decision-making processes. And I agree with you completely. This is a very dangerous precedent that's being set in with influences affecting decisions and dragging out the decisions and not even accepting reality. And with this very serious situation in Ukraine, I think we're in serious trouble. The world is because of it.
Absolutely, he's not accepting reality. He has cut back on energy independence. We have double-digit inflation. We are not in a safe place at all. We need to be able to come back to where we were before, that we can see that we will progress as a nation and we will have success moving forward. We don't have that right now. I don't know if that will happen during his presidency for ourselves. And hopefully he can help us and help Ukraine to safety so we don't have to talk about these issues too much longer.
Frieda, we're going to take a real quick commercial break here. I want to get you back with Jimmy. I'm doing this because I believe that America is in one of the most dangerous positions that it has ever been in, certainly during my lifetime. I was born at the end of World War II, and we are in an incredibly, incredibly dangerous situation right now for two reasons. Number one, you have the two most powerful countries in the world. That whether or not they are admitting it or not, the fact of the matter is Russia and China are economically, Russia's not ahead of us. But from a strength standpoint, I would have to say that Russia and China together make an incredibly formidable foe for the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break. We're going to be right back with Jim McKinney and Dr. Frieda. We're going to discuss the implications of just how bad a shape America is in right now, particularly given the Ukraine situation. Stick around.